This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We are joined in studio by the team from Fledgling Magazine. How guys? Guys, how are you? Wow.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you for having us.
No, absolutely no worries at all. Would you like to introduce yourselves before we get chatting?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Carly Stone. I'm the publisher and editor of Fledgling.
I'm Chantel, and I'm the illustrator for the magazine.
I'm Iggy, and I'm basically just an emerging artist and interviewee. Yes.
Awesome. Back yourself in. Be confident with it. So you guys are part of Fledgling Magazine, and it's a relatively new magazine.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we've done our research, and we've got heaps of questions. But you know, we'd love it if you could describe what your magazine is, and in particular, why you got it started, because awesome. I think it's an interesting story.
Yeah, so Fledgling Magazine, it's an art magazine that features the work of young women, people of colour and queer folk exclusively. Everybody on the team is under 25, actually. I think all of us are around 18 years old. And what we found is that by excluding the people who traditionally dominate the art world, that is like the demographic of the older people and especially white people who aren't queer and men, there's not really the space for that atmosphere of discrimination to really develop. So what you get is a level playing field for minority artists to just exhibit their work without any predetermined bias about what their art should be or what they should be expressing.
Sure. At what point did you go, this needs to happen? Was there a particular event, a particular time where you've gone, look, it's not really fair that, you know, we don't have a voice? Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. I think these two are obviously visual artists. I'm not a visual artist, but I've experienced it a bit more maybe in the music scene where you see this, especially in the past couple of years in Melbourne, there's been a huge influx of front women and non-binary people at the front of bands. And it seems like an amazing thing, and it really is. But what accompanies that is this idea of this idea that women aren't writing the songs and the women are just like the aesthetic front person where all the work's happening with the men who back them up. And what kind of experiences have you guys had that sort of made you feel like you don't have the same voice as another artist?
I thought it was necessary to be a part of Fledgling when I heard about it because, like, I remember at, like, the spring 1883, like, art festival last year, there was, like, statistics that, like, most Melbourne galleries will only exhibit mainly white cis males in their shows, and like I just think that it's important that we give all artists the chance to show their work on a platform regardless of their identity. Like, it shouldn't really matter, and you should base your like interest in an artist just based on like their talent and skill rather than who they are and like where they identify themselves.
My sort of scene is more in the arts and video game industry, because that's where I'm studying uni at the moment. And when I look on social media, especially Twitter, all of the most, well, not all, but most majority of the famous artists that work in the gaming industry, in the art industry that are renowned, are male artists. I see a sort of shift in that when I come to Instagram as well. There's a lot more female artists that get that recognition, but I don't know if they work in the industry or not. And being a female in this industry and really passionate about it, I struggle to find artists in the gaming industry that really have that renown that these male artists have. So there's that sort of vacuum where I'm like, where do the females come in? Where do I come in? Like, that sort of thing. And I want to see more women in the industry sort of come in and take that mantle of being like a lead artist somewhere in a video game.
And do you find with these minority groups that publish their art, do you find there's much of a contrast with what's out there already, like that white man kind of aesthetic?
I think that definitely, you can definitely distinguish a minority artist from another artist, but not in the way that people might think. I mean, there is always this rumour of like the female voice or the queer voice that everything that you write or express is predetermined by the minority that you identify with. But really what's happening is I think there's when you put more diversity into a creative industry, you get more diverse art. So we're not just having this one sort of homogenous idea of what's cool or what's in at the moment. You get so many different channels of the human experience through which artists can express themselves. So you just see more diversity in a sense, but not... There's nothing that particularly defines the queer voice or the voice of a person of colour or the female voice.
It was interesting listening to you talk. You've brought up some terms that before the show we were asking, we've got no idea what they mean. One in particular was non-binary, and we don't mean to sound ignorant, but it's not part of our daily vocab. And we thought, well, you know, why not actually get the definition and how you guys interpret it from the source itself? So the term non-binary, what is that?
A non-binary person is basically a person who doesn't identify with being fully feminine or fully masculine. So it can be, regardless of what sort of body you were born into, a non-binary person can express themselves in neither a specifically, like, fully masculine or a fully feminine way.
You're in, like, that lovely space in between where you can just float.
Like, it's just so nice.
Exactly. So you can just sort of pick where you want to be, and it's all very flexible and it's comfortable, I feel.
Yeah,
very
absolutely.
Fluid, like, with your identity.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.